Christ is not a son by adoption as we are. Christ is not a son by creation as the angels are, and as Jehovah Witnesses teach. Christ is a son eternal by eternal generation, a son who has the true divine essence, the one undivided essence he possesses. True God of true God. God of God, very God of very God, the only and true Son that has the true divine nature in its completeness. It is an eternal relationship in the Godhead, not made, not created, begotten, eternally begotten. This is a confession of the church. That's what apostates turn away from, the supreme deity of Jesus Christ. You know, the great champion of the deity of Christ in Ulster was a great Presbyterian minister called Dr. Henry Cook. And he championed the cause against Arianism, which had poisoned so many of the churches, and in the grace of God obtained a victory too. But he had his own battles. He had a dream on one occasion. And in that dream, Satan came to him. And he said to Dr. Henry Cook in the dream, he says, I have more experience than you. I have seen what you never saw. I have heard what you could never have heard. I have been in heaven where you never were. And now I affirm on indisputable authority, even the authority of my own personal knowledge, that Jesus Christ is not God. Henry Cook was so angry and so vehement that he awoke out of his sleep saying the words, and I affirm on the infallible testimony of God's own word that when the devil speaketh a lie, which this is, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And he's the father of all apostasy. And we have to guard ourselves against his devices. And we have to endlessly say, it is written, it is written. In the weapon of our warfare against his deceit.